under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday. This is going to be a wonderful Wednesday. We've got so much planned for you today. Unbelievable. Here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, your defending fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026 edition. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. Tony and his team understand gas prices. They want to give you a $500 gas card to get going with your summer vacation. This 1 week or 2 week vacation that you may be able to do, well, they've got a trailer, they've got a camper, they got a fifth wheel, they've got anything you want or need to make this the best vacation summer you've ever had. And you won't have to worry about gas prices. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Before you go over there, I recommend that you get your VIN number off of your insurance information or your registration. Call them at Northern Michigan RV, 989-448-8700. Give them your VIN number. Why? Because they then will look up your vehicle and know exactly what size engine you have, transmission, rear end, differential, powertrain, and can line up inventory to match your vehicle that you currently own. You don't have to go out and buy a pickup truck. You don't have to go get a big SUV. Just call them, give them the VIN number. They'll line up a tour of all the inventory they have on site, ready to go, prepped, absolutely ready to go for you to go and purchase from them. Mention Trucker Randy, and you get a $500 gift card for gas. Your summer vacation is paid for. All you've got to do is go over and sign your name to some bank financing papers. They'll hook you up with a new hitch, a new lighting system connected to the trailer. You can bring the bad boy home this weekend. Have a spare bedroom on your driveway for those pesky family members from downstate that want to come up north and see ya. Yeah, right. They want to come up and go basically see all the sights during the day, stumble in for a late night talk, and then go to bed. Get up in the morning, use your shower, and get back seeing the sights here in Northern Michigan. Well, guess what? They can sleep in the trailer. They don't even have to come inside your house. Tell them the trailer's open. Get home whenever you get home. That's fine. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Some of these financing options, rebates, factory rebates from the manufacturers, any 2025 inventory left over, used units, well, guess what, folks? They're ready to go. So again, call them, give them your VIN number, 989-448-8700. Tell them Trucker Randy said you would line up some trailers for us to come see, travel trailers, fifth wheels, whatever you can do, whatever you want, they got them. NorthernMichiganRV.com. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Get your $500 gas card. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. Text me your questions for Ask the Vet. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I got a text message from our girlfriend, Summer, down in Heartland, Michigan.
Okay.
Does Dr. Jeff offer, is it titer or titter testing for antibodies in dogs? T-I-T-E-R.
Yep. It's called titer. And what it is, yep, it's a measure of the level of an antibody or, you know, whatever, something in the blood. Okay. And typically when they're doing this, people are doing it for, because they want to know about revaccination rates. Okay. For instance, like usually with the, actually I need to get my rabies shot boosted here in a little bit.
Sure.
But what they do is sometimes they'll run a titer on you to measure how much antibody you still have floating in your system. And for certain diseases, they have that they can tell, like, yes, this is a protective level, this is not a protective level, you need to be revaccinated, you know, yada, 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 stuff like that. So, yeah, it can be done. We typically don't do it. One, it's expensive. It's not really cheap. And two, there's a big question as to what a protective level is. Okay. So even if I get a titer back on, let's say, distemper virus or something like that, but you don't know, all right, well, here's my level. Is it protective or not?
There's no set rules, is what you're saying?
Not really. I mean, there's some guidelines and stuff out there, but immunology is so, it's almost like meteorology. There's so many variables in it that it's hard to tell and hard to predict. The only way you would really know is if that titer was a protective titer would be to, you know, give a bunch of animals, usually beagles is what they use, give a bunch of beagles a vaccine, measure their titers, and then start exposing them to the disease, parvo or whatever, you know,
right,
disease. And then you see how many get sick. And then that would let you know, okay, under this level, you know, 50% of them got sick, then so we're going to call this level protective level. And that might even be different between dog to dog, too. So, so pretty much, yes, you can do it. Some people do use it for trying to decide revaccination rates. You know, I've done it for a few people that really want to have it done. I mean, if you want to have it done, we can certainly go ahead and do it. But
when you say honestly, expensive, Jeff, how expensive is it? Why is it so expensive?
Well, because it's a lot harder to do. And they don't do as much of it, too. I mean, you're talking probably by the time you come in, draw the blood, do it, you're probably going to be around, I mean, it's been a long time since I've done one. So, but I'm going to guess probably $300, $400 bill, which makes the, you know, the $20 vaccine look like a bargain at the price.
Right.
You know, but
well, I texted her back. I said, yeah, what vaccine are you specifically checking for?
Sure.
She says, just in general, usually the annual vaccination, not for rabies, but for others. She's in a, Summer is very knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. She studies, she loves her animals tremendously, and she wants to take care of them. But at the same time, she's in an argument with her own veterinarian downstate, arguing about, you know, rates and how often, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why I think she's asking, is this something she should do to be able to, you know, somehow get a guideline or a level check on her animals just to know whether or not they're over vaccinating or they're not vaccinating enough?
Yes. Yep. The other reason you would do a titer is to make sure the vaccine actually took as well, too, because just because you give the shot doesn't necessarily mean that shot worked. But to give you an example, I just looked it up, too, here real quick. So one time we definitely do titers is for rabies when we have to export a dog from here to a rabies-free country, Hawaii, or to Japan. Because Japan and Hawaii have no rabies at all. And so they obviously don't want to bring rabies in. So what they could do is if the animal gets vaccinated, and then we can measure the titer level and show it is a protective level. And this is something, because it's rabies, which is a human health disease. It's not just an animal disease. It's a human disease. They've got the research behind this one to say, yes, this right here is a protective level. But to run that test here, it's about $300 just for the test.
Got it. So. Should I give DHPP each year or every 3 years, as I've just been notified? This is a protocol change. What's going on?
Well, what we've doing, and what, like I said, again, we're learning and learning. Now, you used to get every shot every year. You know, you used to get your annual boosters. Well, come to find out, just like us, you know, you get first, the tetanus shots. Oh, God, we were kids or what, every 5 years or something like that. Now they're like 15. I mean, I don't even know. You know, they're finding out that the vaccines last a lot longer than we thought they did. So right now, the protocol we're using, and this is a pretty standard protocol that you find across the country, distemper shot, or the DA2 or DHPP vaccine, okay, that's distemper, hepatitis, para, influenza, and parvo, that's a triannual. That's every 3 years you get that one.
Every three.
Rabies, the first one you get, and the same thing with this one. The first one you get's good for a year, but then after that, they're every 3 years. So rabies, same thing. First rabies shot you get's good for a year. Then after that, they're good every 3 years. Okay? So those are two triannual vaccines. The other ones, so the lepto disease, the Bordetella, Lyme, those are annual, mainly because those are what they call Bactrins. And because they are a vaccine, quote unquote, that's made against a bacteria, not a virus, they don't tend to last as long, which we know that. So our protocol is here, you know, after you go through your puppy series, you do your first annual booster. And then after that, rabies is every 3 years, distemper is every 3 years, lepto is every year. Okay, and then, you know, then we do a risk-based assessment. Do we need to add Bordetella to it? Do we need to add Lyme vaccine to it? You know, depending on the dog, we kind of figure out and make a protocol for that dog specifically.
Now, when you say lepto, is that leptospirosis?
Yes. Yep.
How prevalent is that in Michigan?
Oh, it's prevalent. It's here. We've seen it. Horses, dogs, people can get it. It's what they call a zoonotic disease. So that means humans can get it too. Likes to cause liver problems and kidney problems.
Got it.
So it can make you pretty sick.
Does ground? This is from another listener down in Bay City, Michigan. Do ground feeding birds get or carry ticks?
They can. They tend to eat more ticks than they carry, though. But yeah, you know, anything can carry a tick. I mean, I've picked ticks off of our turkeys' heads before, you know, when they've been out running around. But
right. But
usually the chickens and the turkeys and we usually do a number on the ticks. Actually, if you want the poultry, that's the number one tick removal service, are guinea fowl. Those little turkeys will eat turkeys, quote unquote. Those birds just will eat ticks all day long.
So, what are they?
It's called a guinea fowl. They're kind of they're an odd looking bird. I think they're from Africa originally or something like that. I can't remember exactly where they're from, but they kind of look like a black and white cross between a chicken and a turkey, kind of.
Interesting. Where would you even get those from?
Oh, they sell them. Usually, I haven't seen them at TSC yet at Chick Days. But if you go to McMurray Hatchery, or you go to any of the online or Valley Hatchery where you can mail order chicks from, they'll sell them there. So you can buy them there.
Right. I got another Penny in Sheboygan or Gaylord. Where is she from? Anyway, my cat has Bravecto on the back of her neck for ticks.
Yep.
How exactly does that work? And can ticks come in the house on her? Does it actually kill the tick? She has no idea how it works.
Well, it'll kill the tick, and it can also act a bit as a repellent.
Benignus, yes.
Yeah, so what it does is it keeps the tick from getting down onto the skin and attaching, and it does kill them. So you'll have a little bit of a repellency factor where it'll kind of just keep them off. But it will also, as they get down there, and especially if they take a blood mill, it'll kill them too. My dogs are on the Bravecto or on the Simparica trio right now, but the flea and tick part of that works similar to the Bravecto. And I think we've only seen one tick. Nothing's 100%. Okay. We've only seen one tick on the dog, and that was on the surface of the dog because the drug kept them from getting down to the, down to the skin. So,
okay. While grooming herself, what happens if she eats it while grooming herself?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Nope. Good.
Yeah. Just get her right off.
Okay. Some are coming back. Regarding the titer testing, she said it's also good for rescue animals. Where you don't know necessarily what they've been vaccinated with before.
Yep.
And then she came up with a Rule King has them. Guinea fowl. Man, that is a weird looking bird. Whoa.
They are, and they're loud. If you want an alarm, they are excellent alarm animals, although they do have a high rate of false alarms. But, oh, yeah,
3 o'clock
nothing
in the morning?
but nothing sneaks past them.
Really?
So, yep.
Now, this is a bird that you'd have to keep in a pen, or would
let them just
roam around?
Just like, yeah, they're like poultry. So that's the thing we use. Like, our poultry will... they like to roost. Like the old sayings, you know, those chickens have come home to roost. Once chickens have established a roost area, you can let them run your yard. And at night, they all go back into their coop. We used to be able to do it with ours until they discovered the neighbor's garden.
We
couldn't keep them out. So now they got their own little chicken pasture that they can. I mean, it's a big area, but it's fenced in. Because just to be a, you know, good fences make good neighbors, you know, kind of thing. So they don't get to do that anymore. But, well, sometimes if we're out, we can watch them, we'll let them go out and run around and be chickens and, you know, they eat bugs and scratch stuff up. And
well, this picture that Summer sent me, Jeff, I have nothing to compare it to. How large are these animals?
Like a big chicken or a small turkey.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
so,
but man, what a weird looking body and a head. Man, that head is very colorful, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yep.
That's amazing. This one here's got a turquoise blue in it.
Yeah, and then they have different. Just like the chickens, you have different colors. Or the turkeys, you have different breeds. They've bred them over the years to have different colors of, you know, feathers and things like that, of plumage, and some of them are really neat looking.
That is amazing. I like this one here with this black and white dots all over it.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. Very good. Well, listen, if you guys have any more questions for Ask the Vet, you can give Dr. Jeff a call. Leave a message. He'll call you back. Area code 906 up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. You can give him a call also. If you want a second opinion, you can email records. Email address, Jeff, is info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com, correct?
Yes, spelled out S-A-U-L-T.
Very good. info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
On the Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News.